The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And since Valentine's Day is just 2 days away, we thought we'd talk about some great date night ideas right here in Northwest Arkansas.
Yesterday morning we talked about stay-at-home date nights, but today we want to focus on some things you can do if you'd rather go out on Valentine's Day.
Now, we're a little limited with the cold weather, but we wanted to remind you about the Sky Space at Crystal Bridges Museum. That's pretty romantic. On Fridays, there are actually facilitated discussions in the Sky Space right before sunset. If you're not familiar with it, the Sky Space is a naked eye viewing chamber that allows people to watch the sky through a round oculus in the roof. Very pretty when the sun's going down.
If you can wait a day, the Symphony Orchestra of Northwest Arkansas is having a Valentine's Pops concert at Walton Arts Center on Saturday, February 15th. Those are always so nice, a very sophisticated way to celebrate the Day of Love.
Yes, if you'd love to eat out, like we do, Bordino's is one of the most romantic restaurants in Northwest Arkansas, and the manager, Adam, told us they have some very fun stuff happening around Valentine's Day. If you want to skip the crowd on Friday night, they have a brunch on Saturdays from 10 to 2, which is amazing. Mimosas and Eggs Benedict? Yes, please.
Yes, please. I noticed that Urban Spoon had a list of the most romantic restaurants in Northwest Arkansas, and in addition to Bordino's, my husband's favorite sushi restaurant made it on the list, Meiji in East Fayetteville. And Mermaid's, Fred's Hickory Inn, and Theo's also made the cut for the most romantic.
Cool. I love to eat out, and I love all those restaurants. Well, thanks for listening today, and we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Talk to you tomorrow.